The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Shiur on Hanukkah. Requested to do a forgive, which is relevant to Hanukkah. And so we'll go through an in which we've probably done in the past. I don't remember over the years, we've done various things. We've been through a very famous mistake a number of times. One of the other Inyanim. So we'll go back to one of the Inyanim, perhaps one of the famous sugyas that arose, the Briskerov, in the sugya of Hanukkah of Mahadrim, which I'd like to share with the Olam and see how far we get with the Chiddush and the Skodim that the Briskerov is Mahadish. It's based on the following sugya. Very famous sugya, remember, at the beginning of the sugya of Hanukkah in Bamad Likin. The Gemara says the following, Torah Rabbonot, Mitzvah Hanukkah Neirish Shabesui. Mitzvah, that means the main mitzvah, the Ikke mitzvah of Hanukkah, is the Neir Shabesai, which is one Neir per family. Neir Shabesai means per family, one light for the 8 days of Hanukkah, each day one light. Bamahadrin, and for those who seek this Gemara and Shabbos is to be found on the second page of the photocopies, you'll see the Gemara and Shabbos. So the Gemara Vayter has like, Mahadrin, Ner Lachal Echad Ve'Echad. Those who are Mahadr further from beyond the Ikke Chiyuv, that they do a Ner Lachal Echad Ve'Echad. What does Lachal Echad Ve'Echad mean? For each one of the family members, rather than doing Ner Shabesoi, each one is Yetzer with an extra light. That's the first stage of Mahadrin that the Gemara quotes. Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin. Those who want to be Mahadr further, that was a machlokes. The second stage in Hiddur is a machlokes v'shama b'sittel what to do. V'shama oimim yeim rishem madlik shmoyinu mikam elach poichas v'hoylech. You start with 8, and then you're poichas v'hoylech, decreasing the number of oiris that you light, neiris that you light, until the end you light, and last night you light 1. V'b'sittel oimim faket. You go up from 1 to 8 rather than from 8 down to 1. What's the cheshbon? What's this machlikus b'shamah b'tilal toila on? Whether you should go up, whether you should go down. They both agree that there's a cheshbon of being meisif beyond number 1 to number 8. Keneged the yomim that there are of Hanukkah. That's clear. The machlokes is which way to deal with it. Should you be going up? Should you be going down? The Gemara goes on to explain what the essence of this machlokes is. Amar Rula Pligi Botrei Amiroi B'Marov Rabbi Yosi Barov Rabbi Yosi Barzvida Chad Amar Tamad B'Shamay Keneged Yomim Nechnosim The Tamad B'Tilo Keneged Yomim HaYotzim. One man explains that this machlikis b'shama b'tilu, whether kunta b'shama you start with 8 and then you go down to 1, or kunta b'tilu you start with 1 and then go up to 8, is a machlikis. Everybody agrees that there's an inyan of being mahadr to light the lights connected all the days of Hanukkah, not merely one day each day. But the question is how best to relate to this net, how best to relate to the numbers of the Oiros of Hanukkah. Do you rather start with number 8, and then go downwards, the way Beis Shammai understands? Or do you rather start with number one and then go upwards the way Beis Hillel understands? According to Beis Shammai, you make the cheshbon keneged the yomim hayotzim. According to Beis Hillel, you do it keneged the yomim hanichnosim. So Rashi, long as they know Rashi. Neirish beiso neirechod b'chol laylo the ish v'chol b'nei beiso sagi lehem b'nei rechod. The ikar mitzvah is one maisa hadlokah for the whole family each day. Amahadrin achar mitzvahs, this lashon of Rashi actually of Amahadrin achar mitzvahs is an interesting lashon which I'd like to see. If the simple terminology of Hidur is usually considered Ahadu b'mitzvahs, zekelim anveyu, etc., Rashi doesn't bring the zekelim anveyu, he doesn't talk the Hidur b'mitzvahs in regular terms, perhaps. Amahadar achar mitzvahs perhaps means a different lashon of Mahadrin, those who want the chasing after mitzvahs, the pursuing the mitzvahs, perhaps we'll see. Every night you do an extra ner for each one of the Bnei Beisik. So you're only doing one per person per night, but every person is doing one each night. That's the simple Mahadrin. The Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin is to be Mosif Neiris Kneged the days. But the machlokes is which way around do we do it? You know it keneged anichnosin or do keneged ayotzin? Keneged ayomim anichnosin is asidim lovoi. Keneged ayotzin sheyotzu kva uzesha ibid by nimne ayotzin. So let's understand. The nonim anichnosin means the days of chalukah that you had ahead of you. So Beishamai begin with eight because Beishamai say we have 8 days and 8 day yontzav ahead of us. So you start with 8 days. The next day, you've only got 7 days at Yontif ahead of you. That's Nichnosim, the days remaining still. But the Yontif starts with eight, and then seven, and then six. So Bishamai say you go from eight down to what? And Beisela look at it faket. Keneged Yom HaYotzim. Keneged Yom HaYotzim means the days which have already gone by. Rashi explains that this the day that we're up to at the Yontif is included in the days going by, and therefore the first day is day one of the Yom HaYotzim. This is the first day that's gone by of the Yontif. And then the second day is the second day to go by, up until 8 days which go by. So they still understand that Keneged Yom HaYotzim and Beishamai say Keneged the Yomim ahead of us. That is in itself a very interesting cheshbon. What's the pshat in this? The simple types of Beis Hillel we understand. Each day you build up to the days of Yontif which you've had. The Keneged HaYotzim means you've had one day, you have another day, and you build up to the days. Keneged Yomim and Nichnosim is quite an interesting cheshbon of Beis Shammai. You look at the days ahead of you. It's interesting because you don't usually look at the days or the nisim which are ahead of you. You look at today's experience rather than looking as to what we have ahead. But it seems that Beis Shammai understands that you reflect. The three is also 1 day being, 2 days being. You don't look at how many days you have ahead of you. Beis Shammai look at it, connected the 8 days that you had ahead of you and downwards, which is an interesting cheshbon. But it seems that Beis Shammai understands the following. He stands at the beginning of Hanukkah, looks at the whole of Hanukkah ahead of you, and he sees ahead of you an S of 8 days. We're approaching an 8 day experience of Nisim. At the second day, there's 7 days left to this experience of Nisim that we have. And then there's 6 days left to the experience of Nisim. Keneged and Yonim and Echnosim, it's interesting the kind of perspective the way Beis Shammai understands. We look at the Hanukkah. We don't look at what's been in the nest, but you look at what's ahead of you. We have an 8 day kind of a tkufas Nisim. So you begin with realizing or associating with 8 days of Nisim ahead. And then 7 days, look at the, whatever the Cheshmer may be, we get a bit of advice in the Sugi. So the Machalik is exactly the Mahadrim and the Mahadrim. Clearly, according to Beis Shammai, the Machalik is whether you go up or down. That's clear. The Mechaz Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. The Gemara's got various ways of looking at this, the Havon of this Machalik. So the first Mandalmai is a simple Cheshbon. Nichnosim Ayotim. Which one is the way to balance this? The other Mandalmai says there's a different Cheshbon which lies behind the Cheshbon Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. The Chad Omar, time of the Beis Shammai connected for a chag, the time of the Beis Hillel, the Malim HaKodesh Ve'emu Ridin. There's a different cheshbon between what Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are setting up in there, going that from eight to down or from one upwards. Beis Shammai holds that just like by Poriah Chag, You see that on Sukkot, it starts with 13 Purim and they go down to 7, so it's in the Smat in Vahuchin. There's an Indian of an Avodah which goes downwards, recedes, regresses, downwards. So Mamela Zot Beshamah, the Indian of Hanukkah is the same thing. On Beis Hillel Zot Neid, almost the Alamol Do'a Klal of Maile Mekedesh Beimu read it. Whenever you try to make a cheshbon of going up and going down, you always look to be Moisif in Mitzvah, to be Moisif in Kedusha. So rather than starting from 18 going down, you rather start from 1 to going up. The emphasis is now is not the time to be married. This analogy to Pori Achak, Vosvut Bisham and Pori Achak, it's about Pella. In simple pshat, it doesn't seem to have any Indian. Pella Bisham and Hosey go connected and the Chnosim, Yomim, and the Chnosim, you've got Idis ahead of you. What's Pori Achak relevant to Chal Zasukis, which is a reason why you start from 8 and go down to 1? There, sure. So it's all of them, Pirushim Shoinim, and the further afield you go, the more exciting you get in this. Oh, but finished behind. I just want to try and keep it closest to home in Taich. Marshal and Yeshua, they say something in Pshat Mamash, and that is the following. Avada Pori Achak wasn't anything, any Shaykhus to Hanukkah, by which we say, look, you see, that Pori Achak, it goes down, so Hanukkah Neves also goes down. That's not the Pshat in the Gemara. Beishamah had a reason why Beishamah felt that this nest would be best if this is commemorated, if the way that we're bechaging the nest is by going downwards, let's say because of Yom and Nechnos and whatever the cheshma may be. And the sounds going from 8 down to 1 is more appropriate in our association with this nest. No, the shaila is, oh, but you find Alamol, Bibisidol Zogdach, you don't go downwards in Darki Avodah. You don't find Darki Avodah, you stop from a higher level and going down. Regressing in Avodah, Machmed does nisht. But Beisham, I know, we find that there is something, we have a precedent for this in Pori Achak, where maybe for totally different reasons, it may be totally disassociated with the Yisoid of Pori Achak, but in the Pori Achak we find an Indian where we also start with more than less. There is an Indian of going down. So Beisham, okay, where it's relevant, where the remnants of this Indian may be to be going, starting from a higher man number, doing less. Pori Achak allows me to do it, so Chanuk also allows me to do it. That's why the Marshal Taitis, but not because it's the etzim associated in the Yisoid of Pori Achak. Well, Mesil is not Ma'ilim HaKodesh, there is Pori Achak, it's true. But to be Madama, that to other areas of Avodah, he rather goes with the Klal, whatever you want to make, 1 and 8, or rather you want to be Meramas, the different days of the fact that the next change from day to day, you start from 1 and go to 8, because the Ma'ilim HaKodesh prevails. So Beishama and Beisil both agree that the Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin are Moisif, besides for the single light which you can be Moisif with, you're Moisif more Neiris in the days. The Shaila is how to do it, upwards or downwards. That's the Shaila. The Etzem Taich, just to understand the Taich in the Gemara in the Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin. What were the Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin looking for? So it simply seemed they were trying to be Mahadr to get the fact that there was 8 days to the nest. We're looking to be Meramas to the 8 days of the nest. The Shaila is just how we do it. Upwards, downwards, and therefore the fact that there was a nest, which was Nitesif, to go upwards, to go downwards. How are you Moisif in Neiris, Kenega, the 8 day nest? That, in principle, what they're both trying to do, just to each one with his own perspective, is to be Marabit in the Neiris. There should be a ribbi of Neiris in order to us to understand that there was a ribbi of the nest, the more that the. You see one light, say that you have a certain ratio of the nest. You're not safest necessarily the whole perspective of the nest. When you give more neiris, the more neiris that there are, the more the presuming is of us at all. And both Bisham and Bishil will see in the Mahadrin, the Siddur to be Moisif in the neiris. I've had it corresponding somewhat, you can do hundreds of neiris. It has to correspond somewhat with the nest that it's trying to relate to. Of a Vosm is Meh Moisif in the neiris. There's more in you presuming is of the neiris. That's the essence of the Mahadrin in the Mahadrin. The shine is just which way round is more appropriate to balance it. Nichnosim, Yoitzim, this kind of precedent, this kind of klal in Darki Avodah. That's the Mahadrin min Mahadrin. So the Gemara looks at the Mahadrin, the simple halacha, the main din, the Iker din to be Yoitzim is one light per family per day. That's it. No difference how many people are being Yoitzim with this, and no difference which day of Hanukkah you're up to. That's the Iker din, not the Kula Alma. There's a Mahadrin where each person does his own, Keneged. Kolachol v'echod is Moisif and his own light. And there's the Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin, where we're Moisif connected the Yomim as well. And what I'd like to see is there's a very sadistic and perhaps well-known machlokes amongst the Rishonim, the Ikka between the Tosfos and the Rambam, about how to understand the balance between Mahadrin and Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin. And that's how it is. There's then Tosfos. This is a very, very interesting touch in the Gemara. This understands that the Mahadran and the Mahadran don't go, you can't combine them, they don't go alongside each other. There's a Mahadran and there's a Mahadran and a Mahadran. The Mahadran is the next stage up above the basic din, one person per family per night. Let everybody do an extra light for themselves. That's Mahadran. Mahadran mina Mahadran is rather than doing Ne'er Lochal Echad Ve'Echad. You should rather do ribui neiros keneged in the yomim anichnosim al yomim ayetsim. That's a different hidur, but it's an alternative to the mahadrin. From the Gemara, it seems it's strange why one is called mahadrin, one's called mahadrin mina mahadrin. If be'etzem there are two different channels, two different ways of doing a hidur, it seems in the Gemara that the mahadrin of beishama bishilol of keneged ayomim is a greater hidur. It's a better way of being mahadrin in the ribui neiros. You can be marbe by each one doing their own extra hidur, but there's a better hidur. There's a more choshev hidur, and that's a hidur when you're doing keneged ayomim. Many times that will work out more perhaps than their own. You've got 3-5 people at home. You'll have 3 or 5 neiros. Amol, you'll have 8. Maybe it'll work out the other way around. Neil cholechad ve'echad sometimes maybe more than keneged the neiros ayomim. Mishkanav kumin obasavaisdes nakon tesesus. That the better hidur were to be. When you do it, keneged ayomim, mark and isle, loch v'shama v'sil, each one has to understand this, rather than doing the simple hidur. But the ikke chiddush of Tosfos is that the two can't go together. You can't do both. And Tosfos explains itself with a very interesting kind of reason. The Tosfos, if you end up doing both, then you won't get any clear remez of what you're trying to be, the remez, keneged ayomim, chlosim, yoytzim, mishkan afkemina, today's day 4, you do 4 lights. Then if you want to be meramus to the fact that this is the fourth day of Hanukkah, so you've got your 4 lights, if you're going to mix with having some B'nai Beis, if somebody's got a second person with them at home, they'll end up having 8 lights on this day of 4 of Hanukkah. So you won't get any clear indication of the Yom in which you'd be meramus to, because you may have more B'nai Beis. It could be the second night of Hanukkah, it could be any night of Hanukkah if you start being marbled with B'nai Beis, you can negate the Yom in. So there's no, the Ribui Neiris is not coming to indicate anything, not coming to be a Brahma, the Mispor doesn't mean anything if you go to mix the two Misporim. It was this that says, you either do the Ribui of Kolechot Ve'echot, or you do the Ribui of Kenechot Ayomim, but you can't do both, because if you do both, there'll be nothing nicker with the Ribui Neiris that you have on Chanukah. That's the verse of Tosfos. Sorry? Yeah, actually, you have to follow the family members and see the day before, the day after, and you can start making mathematics. But the etzem, any time you see a certain number, but it's gone, it's not telling you anything, b'chol. Not telling you anything. The etzem says it's a little bit shver, the cheshbon says anyway. Because, really, let's talk about on day 2, or whatever it may be, or day 3. You can't tell whether you've got 3 b'nei bayis. You see 3 nights on day 3, you could have 3 b'nei bayis and Echad was doing 1. Or you could have one person who's doing 3 keneged the yomim. It's not 100% clear either way, because it could be the mahadrin, it could be the mahadrin in the mahadrin. But at least it's coming to tell you something. It's coming to do this, or it's coming to do that. What this really means is, to mix it, it's not telling you either of them. So basically, you can't see between the two. It's not being meramas. The number is a number which doesn't relate to anything. That's really what this is explaining. When you put the mahadrin, if it's a mahadrin, go to the number is the mahadrin. If the mahadrin is mahadrin, the number is mahadrin min a mahadrin. Once you mix the two, the number is nothing. It's not Mahadrin. It's not telling the B'nai Beis. It's not telling the numbers. It's a mixed number is a meaningless number. That's what places really mean. In other words, the number is not indicating any clear kinds of message. The kind you're going to put the two together. I'm going to indicate Kiddush. They don't Mahadrin. They don't Mahadrin and Mahadrin. But they don't go alongside each other. Now, the Rambam famously, we'll take it just from the way this is quoted. The Rambam famously learns the Gemara Nishtazot. The Rambam learns the Gemara the way we all learn the Gemara Kibshutah Nishtavitah. Machlekes Rambam and Tosfos Beis Kedushin. Great machlekes among the Rishonim. And the Rambam says the following. Remember, we've got the Lashon of the Rambam quoted on the pages over here. The Biskarov brings in Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph is the first halacha where the Rambam refers to the Neirot. The Rambam says the following. Not very complicated. The Rambam elaborates with a simple cheshbon of that which we all know to be the yisoid of the Nizdin of Mahadjah. Kama Neirot and Madlik B'chanukah. Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph is quoted as I say. You've got it over here for those who want. There's a spare copy of the Biskarov over here. Those who need. Kama Neirot and Madlik B'chanukah. The Ikka Mitzvah is that in every house there should be one light, one night every day for Ner Chanukah. That's the Ikka Mitzvah. You take this in page $2 in the Zohar, it's difficult. Rama Hadir Achar Esa Mitzvahs, and those who want to do Hidur in the Mitzvahs, as they would say to the Baisa, Madlik Neiru is Kimin Anshe Abayas, Ner Lechol Echot Vechot. If you the number of people, that's it. You've got three people at home, do three Neiru. You're mazlik a neir for everyone. That was already the mahadir, the previous level. But then he goes on to say, besides for the one that everybody does, connected kol echad abayis, you also moisif lefi the days. So you put the two together. Ketzad, the Rambam gives you very clear mathematics that it should be clearly understood. Harei shehoyu anshei habayis asoro, v'layla reishim madlik asoro neiros, or v'leil sheni esrim, ad shenimtzeh madlik v'leil shemini shmoinim neiros. 10 people you've got at home. On day 8, you've got 18 neiros. 8 of days, 10 neiros. Kedas v'z hilil, that we do it. Moisef v'hoyla, kenega the yomim ha. Anichnosim, kenega the yomim ha-yotim, kedas v'z hilil. That's the way the Seder we do. So the Rambam was Fashtana, the Halacha Kipshuta, Machlikas. Rambam is understanding the din of the Gemara, that Mahadrin and Mahadrin go alongside each other. What we do is place this Cheshman that you won't be able to tell the Mahadrin, basically, according to the Rambam, as I say, it's not a question of being able to see Neiris and being able to working out how many people are home and how many. There's a Ribi Neiris, each one has a meaning. Your Marabah connected the Yomim, the Narabah connected each person. And as I say, whether a person needs to immediately see the neighbors that you've got on your wall and be able to work out who, what, when, and how. Actually, not the Rambam, not the Cheshvan Nishnazid. I can follow him to Umavu Medivir Rambam, as we know. The Hod Armina Nelechal Echad Echad. That's another stick. We'll get to this in the Rambam in a minute. So we've got Machlekes Rambam in places in the Pirush HaGemara. What's interesting is the following. There's another very interesting Machlekes Rambam and Ramoy in Shulchan Aruch. We know that the Ramo in Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Rambam. Interesting, rather, the Mechaber doesn't pasken like the Rambam. The Rambam goes on to bring that the Minig Bnei Sfarad is al derech hashteit in Tosfos, that you don't do the Mahadrin with the Mahadrin and Mahadrin together. You can't just do the Rambam and Mahadrin. And the Minig among the Sfarad Yidin is that they do only one per family, but the Moisif Neiris, but one per family. They don't do kol echad ve'echad. They do al derech Tosfos. You can't put Mahadrin with Mahadrin and Mahadrin together. They do Mahadrin and Mahadrin. They do one per family. The Moisif Kol Echad Lefi the Neiris. That's the minig of Sfar. That's the Sfat of the Shulchan Aruch. It's actually very interesting that the Mefarshim of Shulchan Aruch, the Taz, says it's a very appella that the minig of Sfar and Ashkenaz is the other way around from where it normally is in Klali Ahira amongst the Rishonim. Normally the Mechaber is the one who passes like the Rambam. The Rambam is the Rish, the Chola, Ha-Poskim, Ha-Fardim, was the Rambam, passed by the Rambam. And Tosfos and other Rishonim of Bnei Ashkenaz are usually the way that Ramah passes, the Rosh, and Tosfos, etc. Those give on Paket. Here, the Minig of Bnei Ashkenaz is to Paskin like the Rambam, and the Minig of Bnei Sfarad is to Paskin like Tosfos, which is very, very strange. I'll go upon it. So, we've got Machlekes, Tosfos, and Rambam, whether you do the two together. The Rambam says you do both, Tosfos says you do one each. On the Shulchan Aruch state the Machlekes, the Mechaber Shulchan Aruch says only one. You don't mix the Mahadrin with the Mahadrin and the Mahadrin. The Ramah tells us the Minig is the way we do it. You do both. Each one and the Moisif Neiris. But there is a very interesting Yesodistic Machlekes between the Ramah and the Rambam in the following. The Rambam holds that when you do the Mahadrin and the Mahadrin, or even the Mahadrin, it's the one Balabayas, shall we call it, is the one who is doing the hadlaka, who does all the hadlakas in the house, connected to all the numbers that you do. No difference. One person comes, three neiros, got three people at home. Connected the yomim, you do also connected the yomim, he'll do 10, he'll do whatever, on the fourth night he's got three people, he'll do 12 menorahs, whatever, he'll do, there is one single person who is doing all the neiros to be yaitse all the various hidurim that there are. It's not a question of any extra people in the house doing extra look. That's the Rambam. The Ramoyan Shulchan Aruch, Dr. Banishtazoy. The Ramoyan Shulchan Aruch, when he brings this minig al derech the Rambam, Kaloi Zidat HaMachava, he says, about our minig is Nishtazoy. The Machava says the following, Tof Reish Ayin Aleph Sifes, Kama Neiris Madlik, Balai Lerish Madlik Echot, Mikama Eilach Moisif Ahilach Echot Bechol Laila Velai. It's actually very interesting. The Machava doesn't even bring the Ikim Mitzvah. Again, Gleichen, he says, Mahadri Minim Mahadri, this is the way he says, do it. Belayla Rishim Madlik Echot, Mikam Ba'ilach Meisiv Ahoylach Echot B'chol Laila, Ad Shabalil Achroid, Yehu Shmoyna, Ba'afilu Im Rabin B'nei Abayit, Loi Yadliku Yoyse. You do the Mahadrin Minim Mahadrin, and that's it. Mechava gives you one straight choice, and as I say, that's the minute's far. Zokht the Ramo, V'yeshoim Im B'chol Echot Im B'nei Abayit, Yadlik, that's the Rambam, brings it in the Rambam, and as I say, V'chein HaMinik HaPoshit. Everyone does it separately. So, why it changed around this time is very interesting. In the Kloli Hero, the Mechab ended up with Tosis, and the Rambam ended up with the Rambam. But there's a Yisoidistik and Machlokes that there is between the Rambam and the Ramo, how to do this Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin. Mahadrin and Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin. According to the Rambam says clearly that it is only the Balabais who does the whole thing. The Rambam says like this, just to refer back to the Rambam that we saw. The Mahadrin Yoysal Zeva Issa Mitzvah and Mufa. Madlik ner l'chol echot. He does a ner. Not everybody does. He does a ner l'chol echot. And then his moisiv ahoylach. Ad shenimtza that of leil shmini, he is madlik shmoinim neiris. There's a single madlik of shmoinim neiris. There are not 10 people who madlik 8 neiris each. There's a single madlik throughout. Whether it's madlik or whether it's madrin, or madrin in a madrin, it's done through one person. Zucht, the Biskarov makes that point clear in Rambam. And he wonders, why is it that the Ramo changed from the way that the Rambam learned Pshat in the Mahadrin in the Mahadrin to say that everybody does it themselves? The Paschal the Rambam, and the Ramo brings the Rambam. The Ramo in Agor brings the Rambam in his way. He brings the Rambam in brackets, state and also the Rambam, but it's not the way the Rambam says it. It's true that it's the Rambam in the Mispar Neiris. It's true that it's the Rambam of Mahadrin and Mahadrin in the Mahadrin going alongside each other. Oh, but the Rambam is also the Noem Madlik of who does all these hadlokas, all these neiros. Only Ramoshte, Nishtazay, Ramoshte, that we do kol echad ve'echad, does the neir l'chol echad ve'echad. Vein se santa machlik, it's a pella abyssal, why the Ramo didn't bring the Rambam the way the Rambam says it. The len abyssal was stated under this geruch. Now, the vore medivya Rambam, this is the first paragraph. The hod armino neir l'chol echad ve'echad, ein pirushe she kol echad yadlik bifnei atzmei. That's not how he learned the Gemara. It doesn't mean everyone on his own. Ela pirusha, the hamadlik magic neir, the one who is doing the hadlokah, that person on his own, madlik leir l'chol echad v'chulu chado hadlokah ninu. All of them are the same. Ulam b'shulchan oruch v'sim and tofresh ayin aleph sif beis kosav sham derumo v'yesha imim d'chol echad mimnei abayis yadlik. Nira de mefarish. Anders, it learns the Gemara different to the Rambam. The hod amin and neir l'chol echad v'echad pirusha hu shekol echad madlik b'nei atzmo. Leir l'chol echad doesn't mean
kol halashon.
Corresponding to kol echad ve'echad, the Rambam neir l'chol echad ve'echad means alike corresponding to everybody. And according to the Ramo, the din is that each person does it himself. Neir l'chol echad ve'echad means they do it themselves. U'kvayet shabeis alev al Ramo v'divir Rambam anal shemavu lehediyah devadlikin b'shul kulam beyachad. As ishtet in Rambam, but lo ishtet adlokim yuchedes l'chol echad ve'echad. So why did the Ramo change what the pshat in the Gemara was from the pshat of the Rambam? The Biskarov is going to explain to us soon what's going on here between the Rambam and the Ramo. There's an underlying machlokes, which is l'shitosam in the sugya of how to be moisif in the hiddur of Ner Chanukah. But before we do that, I just want to point out something very interesting. The way that the Rambam understands the Mahadrin needs a little bit of understanding. And that's the following. What's the simple Mahadrin according to the Rambam? That you do a separate Ner to each one of the members of the family. Mahadrin in a Mahadrin takes into consideration the days as well. Of the sense of Mahadrin is neir for everyone in the family. What kind of hiddur is that? What kind of hiddur is that the Balabosa does? You know, on Neir Shabbos, Women have got a minig in some places that they do an extra Ner Shabbos for all the children of the family. They're ashamed. Efsha Otis Galt, I'm sure it's got Gorz to give a Kairos. Ashain Azach. Oh, but that there should be Inyan of Hidr of Ner Chanukah. What mile is it in Ner Chanukah for the number of children that you've got at home? What's that nafka min? How many people you've got at home for the Hidr of Ner Chanukah? It's a very strange kind of Hidr. Later than the Yomim that you got Nechnosim Yoitzim relates to the days of the Ner. Fahadim in Amadim Fashteich. Has it something to do with the Bibba Ner? What is it? Somebody's got five people at home, it's five Neir. What's the pshat in the Mechal? What's the Mechal HaShaychas? That means it's a Meridic Apella. A Meridic Apella. Which for Emma's leads us to understand the way the Ramah understands the Hidr is already more moving. The Ramah understands Neir Lecha 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 means each one is doing a Hadlocha. Fashteh, there's a Hidr that you do it and you do it. Already everybody's doing a separate Hadlocha already without Lomdus. But Fashteh, the Tichon of the Hidr has a lot more, is much more understandable. Don't be Yoitz at one on to everybody. Over the Hidr was in Onoch and Rambam, I understand at the end of the day, the Ik is the Ribuinero, is what's Meir. Oh, but it has to correspond to something. What are the number of people, the family household members that a person has, make any difference in the Hidr of Neir Chanukah? That was a Pelera. According to Rambam, according to Ramah, so let's get to see what's going on over here, and then we'll get to see whether it's a bracha of atzala or not. Yeah, according to the Rambam, it's a bracha of atzala. And the Rambam, the Biskov explains to you why the Rambam doesn't have the remorse. I was to say, Fakir, the Emes, Svara Rishonah was to be, although the Gemara of Emes Alein can be easily learned by the Rambam, they could be talking about the Mazlis. But in Svara, the Rambam is very difficult to understand. Also, I thought, here there is just to do the number of people that you've got at home. That's not how the Gepelet. The Ramah in Svar is a Sachleichus to Fashteh. Let's try and understand the Lomdus Devaila. But as I say, in simple types, even without the Ramah, the Rambam is understanding that there's an individual being a Hadar in Neiruz of L'cholechot V'echot. Good, I've added all the Yoitzah together, that's true. You've got 10 people being Yoitzah with this Neir. So there's an Inyan of making a light for everyone who's being Yoitzah with this Neir. You've got 3 people Yoitzah with this Neir, Machzrai Neir. What is this Ahidr? What? There should be an indication of how many people have been yotzer with this menorah. You have 3 people being yotzer to do 3 lights. What kind of hiddur is it to have a number of lights connected to people who have been yotzer? That was the takamir of the Kapela the Rama. What the whole position of the hiddur? But the Biskarov is bothered about the fact, in simple pshat, that the Rambam said what he did, and the Ramah brought it with a different connection to Gemara, based on what? Lechalechad lechad means each one on his own, lechalechad lechad doesn't mean the madly. What's the Ramah Galen Ishvi the Rambam? The Asheir Aleim of the Seid Tzvuk Tosso. He says the following. The Amos says this is Geboitan HaMacholis, it's Rashi and Rambam in a Gemara in Mila, Hilchus Mila. Very famous. So we don't have time at the moment, and I don't want to get very involved in the Gantz Sugi that the Rambam brings to the Sugi in Shabbat. But I'm just going to quote you the Gemara that the Skarov discusses, and just tell you, share with you, the Macholikis, Rashi and Rambam, how to learn this Gemara. The Gemara says in Hilchos Mila the following. Tarabono, Hamol, well later on, Kuflam is given on the base in Shabbos. I got to Sugya, but just the bottom line of the Sugya, Ledaf Rambam, and the bottom line of the Sugya, Ledaf Rashi. If you want to see the in-between lines, you have to see the Gemara over there with the Brisker Rav Abbas and the Duch, but it's not for now. State Azoy, Hamol, somebody who does Maisa Mila, calls man Shoisik Bemila, as long as he's still doing the cutting. So that's just to understand a little bit of a word of introduction. The Etzem Mitzvah Mila requires removing a certain amount of skin in order that our Torah should be a Gilui Torah. Remove the Urim, a Chatas Torah to remove it. Now, there are Tzitzin which the Gemara discusses, which means extra bits of skin in order to remove the whole thing, to cleanly remove all the skin of a Chatas Torah, includes some of the skin which is not Ma'akiv the Mitzvah Mila. There's a part which is ma'akiv, the amount that needs to be removed in order to be yotzer the basic mitzvah. Beyond that, there are parts which are tisefes, which are amilas in removing all of it. Although it's not ma'akiv in the gilui atorah of the removing of the mila. State in the Gemara Azvay, Hamol, somebody who's doing the mitzvah's mila, calls manshu oisik b'mila, as long as he's still doing the mitzvah, he's got his knife and his cutting. Chayza, so he continues to go round, to go back. Everything, even those which are not ma'akev, he does everything. So long as he's oisik in the mila, he should remove everything. He should do it as clean as best as he can. Pirish, but once it's already finished, he's put his knife, he's taken his hand away, so he's done what he's done. So the state of the Brisa also. Allah sits in a ma'akim and it's a mila chayzer. For those ones which are still ma'akim, he's not yet been yotze Mrs. Mila, they have to go back. He can't stop because he hasn't yet been yotze. It hasn't been Mikala, the Reva, or whatever it may be. He has to go back. But if he's already done that, and now it's Pirish, he doesn't go back for the tzitzin she'ein ma'akim and samila. Those extra bits which you don't need for the ikar mitzvah, you don't go back to do once it's Pirish. If you finished what you've done, you don't go back for that any longer. But tzitzin she'ein ma'akim and samila, ein echeizim. Now there's a machlekes, Rashi and Rambam and a maskona about what this brisa is saying, or what the brisa refers to. What it's saying is clear. Shaitin the brisa, you go back for tzitzin she'ein ma'akim unless you've Pirish. As long as you're still doing the mitzvah, you do everything. Once you've stopped doing the etzah ma'aseh, you only do what's ma'akev. You don't go back for any extras, any of the extra bits. You don't go back once you perish. Rashi and the Torah learn this Gemara is talking about on Shabbos. The Gemara is telling you like this: Shabbos, the etzah and ikamila is dosha Shabbos. And then the Gemara is saying an interesting finish. As long as you're still doing the ma'aseh mila on Shabbos, you can even continue and do the tzitzin she'ein ma'akim in a familia. You can do it round and finish it off and do it properly. You don't have to stop when you get to the deadline of tzitzin ma'akim. You can do the whole thing until pirish. Once it's pirish, finished, you can't go back and do the tzitzin she'ein ma'akim in a familia anymore. That's already chilul Shabbat. Because the etzim meat is done. To start doing a new ma'aser for the chenet that's not ma'akim, Shabbos ne'ech chodesh kahetzah anymore to be doich Shabbos for the tzitzin she'ein ma'akim. So they learn the sugyas are sugyin hilchos Shabbos. You can continue to finish off everything whilst you're still doing the etzah mitzvah. The seis noch ein meisa. Once you've stopped, you can't go back. That's Rashi and the Torah. The Rambam learned nicht so. The Rambam learns this brisa as it says it. Nothing to do with Shabbos. The Rambam often does that. Takes the Gemara as it is and accommodates it without any extra. The Rambam says very two mahalchim in the Gemara. And the Rambam learns the following: a very interesting yisoid in the kiyum of mitzvahs milah. So long as you're still doing the mitzvahs mila, you go continue, take off all the extra bits, it's a hiddur in the mila that you're doing. Once you've stopped, there is no point in going back to do the extras. And the Rambam holds a moedir to get interesting chiddush in hiddur mitzvah. The Rambam says that hiddur mitzvah is only relevant as long as you're doing the ikar ma'aseh mitzvah, do the ikar ma'aseh mihiddur. Do the ma'aseh with all the hiddurim that you can do the ma'aseh. The hiddur on its own has no mokum. There's nothing, there's no relevance, no keem of doing just hiddur. They let the Rambam do gelein the brisa. I'll say, so long as you're doing mitzvahs mila, do it for hiddur. Get rid of everything. You've done it. Going back to do hiddur nishtor zozach. There's no such thing as hiddur bifnei atzmoy. Once you finish the mila, it's tachyei tigal. It's again, is what you're doing. You've left over extra bits finished. There's nothing anymore. There's no inyan of doing hiddur if it's not part of the esam ma'aseh mitzvah. To do the ma'aseh mitzvah, the best way you can is gevaltik. More than that, in this job. Zayt the Rambam gelet the pshat in the Gemara. Mila means the ma'aseh of cutting away the aura. Do it the best. But once you've done it, in this job, you can't come back and do extras as a separate ma'aseh. Zayt the Rambam gelet the Gemara. Rashi and Tula in this job. Rashi and Tula, no. Legaba the etzem din hidur of removing everything. Go back. And ma'aseh it's a greater machlekes halacha the ma'aseh. We know often it happens. The moel does the mila and there's bits left over. And he comes back afterwards and takes his scissors and he kind of continues. According to the Rambam, there's no mind in doing that any longer. The ending. Well, you've done what you've done. According to Rashi and the Torah, it's nishtazoi. In etzem mitzvahs mila, make the name sick, voice inside the hiddur afterwards. Thus, there's a state in the Gemara that pidur pirish, you don't go back for a sitin, she'ei ma'akvin, it's Shabbos. Shabbos, and it's not going to have to go back because the heter of chil over. Doicha Shabbos is only for the etzem mitzvah, not for this. Listen, let's pick this up. These are the rope. We're going to a bit of fast forward because he goes through this Gemara tomorrow. And from them, Zokhtar, Gewaltige Stikele Shitose in the Machlik is the Rambam and the Ramo in Hilchot Chanukah. Them, I'm ready to get angry with the rope, Zokhtar. Just to move ahead in the middle of the next piece, next paragraph or the page 28, the way it's referred to. We'll take it in the middle and start behind the Beis Halevi. That's perhaps the easiest way. In this paragraph itself, right in the middle, behind the Beis Halevi, Chelik Sheni Shebir Baruch Hashitas HaRambam Bozeh. The Svirilei, The din va'amvehu lo yishayach rak ve'ikah ma'isa mitzvah. Abol kishapirish shuv ha'hidur einu yishayach la'ma'isa mitzvah klal yuin shom bidvoro. And the Rambam is understanding that the Gemara state, the taich in the sugya by Bris Mila is telling us hidur zeh yishayach whilst you're doing the ma'isa mitzvah, it's not shayach afterwards. And that's how you learn the Gemara by me. Ulefiz zeh because the Rambam learned the sugya Mila to tell us that hidur zeh yishayach whilst you're doing the ma'isa of the mitzvah itself, the zeu gam tamer the Rambam hochel in yiner chanukah, the svirei the hakol avlocha achas, the chivon the chol hach mitzvah neir lechol echad echad, to inyan shel hidur mitzvah, because as the Gemara explains, there's the inyan of mahadrin to do lechol echad echad. If you were to learn the Gemara like the Rambam learns the Gemara, you do one, and somebody else is going to come along and do a second ma'isad locha. Hidur on its own is meaningless. There is no mocking for somebody to come and just do hidur. Just like there's no mocking to come and do a bris mila just to sit in shei ma'akvin. Hidur is only relevant in the course of the ma'isa mitzvah itself. You can be mashlim a mitzvah bihiduro, but you can't do a hidur on its own, an independent ma'isa hidur. So the Biskarova, the Rambam, the Gemara, when it says ne'elachal echad v'echad, it can't mean that everybody comes along and does his own. Because a hidur on your own, in Ishkan hidur, just to do hidur, ichmach no hidur, it's not that. Hidur is only a maisa, in as much as it's a tisefes to make a mitzvah, it's shaykh hidur. Or the Rambam Gmuskuk, but Kochoi have to learn the shitosoi, that the Pshayim Mahajan is, that the one who is doing the ikka mitzvah is also being maisa. That's what hidur means in that maisa mitzvah that he's doing. The chimam tochol hach milse de ne'er lechol echad v'echad 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 v'echad. It's not shaykh that everybody's going to do his own. The imkain on mitzvah, the hadlokah hashniya, hirach vishum hidur bilvad, the second one who's going to come, the second member of the house who's going to come and do it, is only in the hidur. V'hinifredes me'ikah ma'isa mitzvah, v'zeh yesh shel adat ha'rambah. Uchamoy v'titzin she'ei ma'akvin, just like those titzins which are only hidur, which are not ma'akit. D'loy shaykh me'am adat ha'rambah din hidur mitzvah, v'im... Imrak pirish v'tilik yodoy. Once you pirish, you're already finished. You can't even go back. Even the person himself can't go back once he's pirish to do hidur. The kolsh ken, you can't come and somebody else doing extra ma'isa mishum hidur. Imrak pirish v'tilik yodoy nika ma'isa mila. If you've only just finished, you've finished, you've done what you've done, you can't go back. That's how the Rambam learns that in pirish there's no tzitz in she'imak which is relevant anymore. In their Chanukah is not shaykh either to come and somebody else be mashlim hidur. But the Rambam Fashtanim is talking about the same person who's doing one hadloka kafi the extra ribu neiris. So long as he's doing his ma'is hadloka, it's shaykh to be meisiv kol echad v'echad in hidur. It's shaykh meisiv kneged kol echad v'echad in the hidur. But so long as it's only in one person's ma'isa mitzvah in which he's been mahadur. If he's then into the etzem mitzvah nasis v'hidur, then according to the Rambam, one person is doing more, the etzem mitzvah itself is done v'hidur. Avoy miyad le'kol echad b'fnei atzvei b'ad lokem yuchedet, nimtza da mitzvah l'chut v'hidur l'chut. The way the Rambam understands it, it's been done separately. V'ein zeh b'chval v'anvehu. Noch the Rambam, the first thing is sticking on v'anvehu separate to the ma'isa mitzvah, it has to be done through one hadlok. V'hinei, so as can we understand Gevaldik, the Rambam, the Shitosoi, from the way he learns the sugya of Hidur Mitzvah from Mila, Pirish, there's no Sitzin Shei Ma'akvin any time, because you can't do Hidur after he's on the Ikka Maisa. Even though you can't do Mahajin Ner Chanukah either after he's on the Ikka Maisa. That's why it all belongs to the Balab. Over the Ramo, Getrichli Shitosoi, the Ramo understands the Gemara and Shabbos, not like the Rambam. The Ramo is going to learn the Gemara and Shabbos like Rashi and the Tor and the Rishonim, that the problem of Pirish is only on Shabbos. You can't go back on Shabbos to do a chil with Shabbos to do the Tzitzin Shei Ma'akvin. Or, but otherwise, any other time during the week, Avadi could do Hidur. There is a reason, there is a Kiyum of Hidur later on. For Shabbos, you can't be doing a Shabbos for Kiyum of Hidur. But any time during the week, Pirish, you were to go back. Because it can be Mekayim Hidur on its own, independent of the Ma'aser HaMitzvah. If you can do it independently of the Ma'aser HaMitzvah, you can come and do the Hidur later on. That's how the Ramo learns. Based on the Rashi, and the Ramo is the Shitosu from Hilchas Mila. No one's ever stayed Ramo in Hilchas Mila. But Mishama made it for staying the Ramo in Hilchas Chanukah. Behine, you learn Shemba Shulchan Oroch, Zirudea, Simen, Reish, Talach, Dava, Steve, Hey, Bedivra, Ramo Shom. Shepozat, the Bechoil, the Chol Gavin, the Tzorich, Lachzer, Titzin, Shei, Makvin. He taskens that on the choil on a regular weekday, you always need to go back to the tzitz and shei makvin. You have to do so. Midin hidur, not makiv the mila. But the chiyuv to be mahadir or the inyan to be mahadir is machayiv you to go back and do the tzitz and shei makvin anytime. Do it the hidur, even if it's pirish. Is the chloy in the ramah that there's no din that once it's pirish, you can't do hidur any longer. Afim kva pirish is still a gyodim amila. The high look at Rashi Vatur, the whole Hachiluka bin Pirish, bin Noi Pirish, Rakhle, Indian, and Nitzel Shabbos, the Dokas Ali, the whole difference in Pirish is whether on Shabbos you can do the Tzitz and Shem Akvin, but about any other time during the week, you have to come back and do the Hidur on its own, even as a separate Meister. Ebazoi, Avla Indian, Iker Amitzvah, Ein Chiluk, the Gam Pirish, Iker Hidur Mitzvah, that's it. Even once you've already finished doing the first Meister Mitzvah, you even salad, you're doing the still a Mitzvah to go back. Im kein shafim be parash di bregamora de nel khalakh da khod de birush de khalakh ma be fnaat mei madle de gam bezay ze zar de khalakh de mesre dit gewalt ge stik ob is de preskerov is mausbe why is there a more learning the type of going initially the rama there's a simple ramam to the mausbe what is mahadrin mena mahadrin and the ramam says clearly it means the same person is being marbanero either connected the nisba bnei beisoy alongside that, Kenegan Ayomim, Beda Tazaman, not the Rambam. The Shetos learns either or, the Rambam learns both. And the Rambam goes with the Rambam's Pshat, but Nishin the Rambam was Gilead. Nishin Mensch Machtas Alena, Chetim Machtas. It's like a pella in the fact that the Rambam deviated from the way the Rambam was Gilead the Gemara. So this goes as their Poshet. The Rambam learned the Gemara, the Shetos say, but at Gehalten, there's no such thing as a Hidur of anybody else doing a Maisa Hidur on top of a Maisa that's been completed that is, through somebody else's Maisa Mitzvah. Hidur by that Nachla Rama means being mitzvah in the way you do the Ikka Mitzvah. The Ikka Mitzvah can be done by Hidur. But once the Ikka Mitzvah has been done, there's no such thing as being mitzvah Hidur. Hidur can't be done on top of on the mitzvah Mitzvah itself. Hey, Bazoi, the Rama helped Mrs. Mila, you can't be mitzvah Hidur, Tzitz, and Shem Akvin, there's nothing to do about that once it's Pirish. Is there Poshet Ner Chanukah? It's not Shaykh that one person you should be Yotzu with the Ikka Neri Shabbatoi, and then come and Ikka Machan Hidur. Aye, and everybody in the house is going to do Hidur. It's a meaningless Hidur. The Chalam Omer Shiyotze Hidur with that. If you ask the friends to get back on Abraham, they can't do it. If in the weekday you don't go back to Tzitz and Shein Akvin because there's no king of Hidur, and this can come from Kein Zachnish. According to the Ramam, Hidur is only Shaykh through the one who's doing the mitzvah whilst he's doing the mitzvah. If the Ramam, the Shittos and Gals and Avada, the Mavlik has to do it. But the Ramal learned Nishkal Zoi. The Ramal learns that Hidur can be done even after the Ikka Maisa mitzvah has been completed. And the Ramah learns that you go back to do Tzitz and Shem Akvin, that's our minute, that's our halacha, the way we do. You can do Tzitz and Shem Akvin way after it's finished. You're going to finish it at a different opportunity altogether. You can come back to do Tzitz and Shem Akvin. Not on Shabbos. Yeah, correct. 100%. He's 100% right. When, according to the Ramah, on Shabbos, you can't go back to Ma'amon. Noch Shabbos, you can come and finish off the Maisa. Because there's an Indian to do it, even Shalei B'Shas, when you're actually doing the Kim of the Mila, it's a Dua Indian from Hidur Echad. The Rabbah holds that Hidur can be done totally separately. The Akeilim Aveyu doesn't mean it's the way of doing the Etzem Maisa Mitzvah in the way the Rambam learns. The Rambam learned the Gemara differently. And as I say, the Pashtus in the Gemara, that would be the Rambam in Svara. That means the Rambam learned that Ne'er Echad 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 means each one does it on his own. And the Rambam is understanding the Hidur B'Etzem is as more people are involved in being the Kayim this Mitzvah. It's not simply a question of the Balabos doing it corresponding to the people in his house. The Rambam and Mishnah can't learn the Gemara that it means more people doing it because you can't be Moisif in Hidur once the Ikka Balabos has done it. But not the Rambam, the Hidur is corresponding. The Balabos says corresponding. I'm not sure to see what the Hidur is doing corresponding. I'll say the Rambam Be'echach has to learn as it because otherwise you can't be Mekayim any Hidur. The Mahadrim and Adrim is Moisif on that. The Rambam's Gelen told, but the Inyan of Hidur is that can be Niskayim even through a separate Maiser. So everybody does it separately on his own. I'd like to mention at this point of the Biskarov a very interesting Zach, that the Biskarov is understanding the Hidur Mitzvah differently to the Rav Kvega. Many years in the past, a number of times, we've learned a very famous piece of Rav Kvega where he discusses making a broch on Hidur Mitzvah. I'll tell you the Shaila that he discusses, and I'll tell you the Ikka, the point that he speaks about this Hidur Mitzvah. He's understanding his Mitzvah of Ne'elach HaLechad V'Echad differently to the Biskarov. In this point, Rav Kvega has a very famous tshuva, discussing a case of somebody who comes on, let's call it night four. He started to light his neiros, and I remember he didn't say a bracha. He got very involved and very excited, and he started to get the neiros going. Well, it's like, it can happen, you know, you get your neiros set up, you get busy with it, it's in its place, it gets going. And he forgot to make the bracha. On the house and mitten, He's got up. Can he make a bracha now? Can he say a shekin shalom yisrael? Has it in there? Shalchan is up on nisim in the middle of the hadlok. So as part of his discussion, Rav Leger says shalos on nisim for sure. You can say it's not worse than somebody who's roya and neiris. It doesn't need to be dafka tied in with the keem of the mitzvah. That's one part of his discussion. But he has a discussion about the bichas mitzvah. A shekin shalom yisrael v'tivonu lehadlik neir shalchanuk. Can you say it once you've done the first light? You're menorah. I'll talk about another person now. The rest of what you're doing after light one on any night is only hidu. That's the mahajim in the mahadrin. The extra days. The days that have gone by. About kaponim, the extra that you do is hidu. Mahajim in the mahadrin. That's what we're doing. Dr. Craig has a discussion. Are you allowed to have a very interesting discussion? Can you make a broch on hidu? You're only up to the hidur mitzvah. The ikum mitzvah is done. Can you make a broch on hidur? So Rabbi Kveger's cheshbet about the various studies over this, in this, we've discussed in the past and perhaps again in the future. But one point he discusses and says, let's stop a minute. We've got a discussion to make a machan a broch of hidur. And he brings the bachalikas, prichadosh, a rabbi, mekenish machan a broch of hidur. You're asking me, what says, if you can't make a broch on hidur, then how can everybody in the household who makes their own hadlaka make a bracha? We do like the Ramah. We're not doing the Rambam, we're doing the Ramah. What does that mean? Every member of the household makes a, but they all make a bracha. But Rabbi Kveger must say, it's the Chabokach they can make a bracha on Hidur. We're making an asik about whether I can make a bracha on light three. There's no difference to me making a bracha on light three than number two in the household making a bracha on his menorah. It doesn't matter, it's both Hidur. The one's the chilik. But Rabbi Kveger, no, not true. The second one who is doing it is not making a broch on hidur. Don't know why. And he understands the din of Mahadrin totally differently to the Biskarov understands it. Very interesting. He says the inyan of Mahadrin is the pshat. And it's like a very interesting, it's a whole shiloh when number two comes along and does it in his house. What is he actually doing? He says the inyan of number two is the pshat. That when you want to be ekadin, one person can do it for the whole family, that's for sure. The inyan of hidur is that the extra other members of the household, they should exclude themselves from being yotze with the hadlaka of the balabos, and they should be yotze themselves. Rather than being yotze with the neirish rebeisoi, be mahadah to do yourself. But the hidur to do yourself means that I'm now not being yotze with the neir that the balabos has done, and I want to do it with my own life. It's an ishtab chat is that I've been yotze the ikka mitzvah, and I'm just doing a hidur to do something extra of keneged all the members of the household. Right? That's not the chat. When the member of the household does it, he's doing his ikachiyuv. He's not doing a hidur. So why is it called mahadrin? Because he didn't need to do it. He could have been yoytze with the balabos. Bekemachan eder for the ganze mishpocha. The hidur is don't be yoytze with a single hadlok of the household. Go and do it yourself. Every member of the family should do it yourself. The hidur is don't rely, don't be yoytze with the hadlok of the balabos. Each one should do it themselves. Why is that a hidur? It comes out, maybe Mistah, the editor of hidur is because it's more neiris, because it's more hadlokas, you're not just doing one collectively. The way Rabbi Kveger understands the hidur is there's two ways in which you can be yotze. You can do a collective hadloka for everybody, which is fine, make it in. You want to be mahadah, do it better. Don't be yotze collective hadloka, do an individual hadloka. But that's not the pshat, is that now I'm doing hidur. My hidur is not to be yotze with a collective hadloka, with a group hadloka, ich mach hadloka for sich. Yeah, that's interesting. He said, where's the hidur for the balabos? It's always a shayla that matters where the balabos. But the first one, Kenny James is at the hidur. Yeah, interesting. That's not a shayla always. So, hold on a second. So the Rikvega's understanding that the inyan of the hidur is not to be yaitu with others, but others at Rikvega when number two and number three make a brocha, they're not making brocha on hidur. They're making brocha on ikachiyuv, just like the first one did. They didn't need to do it. They could have been yaitu with a collective ad loka. They decided, now I want to do something better. I don't want to be yotze with Yenet, ich mach alein, but I exclude myself, and I do my own hadlaka, and that's the way I'm yotze hidur. So that's no shaykhus to a broch on hidur. When I'm discussing my case, when I've done number one and number two, and I'm in the middle of my menorah, now I'm up to hidur, I've been yotze my ikar mitzvah. Broch on hidur is a new sugya. The different members of the household doing their own hadlaka, it's also called mahadrin in the Gemara. But the mahadrin means that mahadah, not to be yotze with the neirish rebeisah, they could have been yotze doing themselves. If that's the pshat, then it's got absolutely no shaykhus with this machlokes Ramon Rambam with the Biskarov. The Ganzer Tevye Biskarov is not relevant, Michlal. The Biskarov is being mouthbeer. The reason why the Rambam could not learn like the Ramon that the Neir Isha Boisim is one of his own, because he can't do a Hidur after the Ikka Mitzvah. Once the Ikka is the Rambam Halach, he can't do a Hidur after the Ikka Mitzvah. Now it's like Sitzin Shem Akvin. Once it's Pirish, he can't do it anymore. That's why the Rambam couldn't learn that the Ramah. The Ramah holds he can do a Hidur, even if he'd be Meister, a separate Meister, onto the Ikka Mitzvah, he can do a Hidur. The way the Rikivage is understanding this Hidur of the Mo, it's nothing to do with being Meister of a Hidur on top of the Balabos. It's a Hidur where I have not been Yoytza my Ikka Achiyuv. I've added the Rambam could also have learned Mahadrin that you could, everyone on their own could go and do their own Adlocha with the Brocha if the Taishman is like the Ramah. And not going to take it. It's the pillar. Why the Ramah didn't go along with the Rambam? Why? So it's a different way of understanding the Hidur. One person, different people, but it's nothing to do with the Londres of Hidur Mitzvah, of Zer Keli Van Vehu, in the Mitzvah and the Ikka Mitzvah, because the Rikveg understands that the Hidur is good for that. He's not being able to do his own Mitzvah. His own Mitzvah is no Shach to Sitzin Shem Akvin. The Biskarova Pashtana Nishtazai. The Biskarova Pashtana that the India of Hidur is, at the end of the day, number two is only being Moses on number one in Hidur. But the Moshe, there's a great machlekes ledina between the two. If the Balabos did his maneuver, and the second one was going to do his adlocker, and he ended up, he didn't have enough oil. He didn't do the number two, didn't do any adlocker. Has it been Yotze the Chalal Ikechil? According to the way that the Biskarova and the Sons of Adar, Yotze already has done Ikechil, but Hidur, he didn't manage to do the Hidur. According to the way the Rikveg understands, in as much as he was intending to do his Egan Adlok, he's up to his Ikechiv, he has it missing. Because the Hidur is everyone is doing on their own, it's a whole different Havana. Oh, the way that Biskarov is understanding, according to the Rambam, you're making a Brach on Hidur. According to the way that Biskarov understands, according to the way that the Ramah is understanding, that each one makes it a Maita Mitzvah on its own, and that's Midin Mahadrin, it's like Sitzin She'im Akmin Efamina, which is done a separate time. Each person doing it, l'chayra, you're making a brach on a hiddur, according to the way the Biskarov is understanding the Ramah. That's what each person is doing when he does his own hadlok. It's a hiddur for each person to do it on its own, but it's a hiddur for which the Ikamit is being yitz already. That's why the Ramah holds you can't do it. The Ramah holds you can do it on your own, even after Pirish. Although the way the Biskarov understands, the way the Rukhay understands, the Indian hiddur is a totally different Meister hiddur. The hiddur is not to be yitz, and other when you're doing it in the Meister. Basically, we run out of time of this. Givaldi Gizugi. Rav Hanani ben Akasha Oimer, Rasa Kodesh Baruch Hu Lezachis, this is all.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.